Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to today's Daily Breath. As we continue our journey into the Book of Secrets, the Book of Secrets, as I've said, is nothing but our own true self, beyond the ego, beyond the mind, beyond the secret passages and the dark alleys and the ghost-filled attics of your mind is something very mysterious, and that is you orchestrating and co-creating the universe. So start to begin to see yourself as a co-creator in everything that happens to you. Now, of course, this takes time. You know, there's a prayer in the Course of Miracles. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the Course of Miracles, but this is one of my favorite prayers that I used to read to my children when they were growing up. And goes somewhat like this. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience. And everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. Now, some people get very enraged when they hear this prayer. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience. But here's the third part. Everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. And people say, oh, so did I ask for cancer? Did I ask for Alzheimer's? Did I ask for this disease? And once again, the key here is everything that seems to happen to me, not everything that happens to me. So seems to happen to me is a very important part of that phrase. I am responsible for what I see. We already said we construct visual experience. I choose the feelings I experience right now. Think of someone you love and see what you feel. Now think of someone who irritates you and see how you feel. You're choosing feelings right now. You know, choose to have resentment, choose to have grievances, choose to be grateful, choose to love, choose to have compassion. So we choose the feelings. And everything that seems to happen to me, because nothing happens to awareness. Awareness can never suffer. Awareness is not personal. Only experience is personal. And experience becomes personal when we take ownership of the experience. But in the deeper reality, you don't own anything. You don't own your body. Your body is recycled atoms, originally star stuff, but recycling with everything on this planet. Your breath is the air. Your circulation is the rivers and waters. Stardust is the atoms in your body. Why do you call it your body? It's just recycled stuff. Your thoughts. How many original thoughts do you have? Every thought is recycling through these days, through Twitter, through Facebook, through Instagram, through media, and so on. In fact, the only thoughts that are original are totally disruptive, like the theory of relativity or quantum mechanics or Beethoven's Fifth or an original novel, because they're disruptive. Most of your thoughts are recycled everybody else's thoughts. Your body is recycled everybody else's body. It's not a thing. It's a process in you. Today, let's go a little deeper Are you seeing order or are you seeing disorder in the world? Some people see chaos. But remember, Nietzsche said, if you have chaos within you, you will give birth to a dancing star. People who don't see disorder also don't see creativity or order. The two go together. Do I see my own uniqueness? You are the same awareness as everyone else in the world because awareness cannot be divided or multiplied. The same awareness exists in you as in a tree, as in a plant, as in any sentient being. But the experience is different. The mind is different. The perception is different, but the awareness is the same. So awareness cannot suffer. You have to choose the feelings you want to experience and recognize that what you take ownership of is your choice. I have this practice these days, anytime before I sleep, I close my eyes and feel my body. Now, just by closing your eyes and feeling your body, you get rid of all visual experience. The only knowledge you have of your body then is sensations. And the healthier you are, the fewer sensations you'll feel. You just feel nothing with a few islands and of sensation. That's existence for you right now. With your eyes closed, existence is sensations, period. And the fewer you have, the more close you're getting in touch with your body as a place of perfect harmony, perfect peace, and perfect order. So order and disorder go together. Ask yourself, do I see my own uniqueness? You might have the same awareness as me, but you have your own unique experiences and how you have interpreted them. Just like nobody else has the same fingerprint or the same eyebrow or the same tone of voice or the same exact facial expression or the face, although we can see archetypal patterns in faces, your soul is totally unique. There's no one else in the entire universe that's been exactly like you. In the entire history of the universe, there's no one else like you are now, and there will be no one else like you are forever. So ask yourself, how do I really feel? Am I identifying with these transient, ephemeral, evanescent, ungraspable, uncatchable experiences that come and go in the twinkling of an eye? Or am I in touch with the source of all experience? It's not what you know. It's not what you experience. It's what is the source of knowing and experience. That's where we want to go in this Book of Secrets. And finally, ask yourself, am I seeing what I really want to see? And if not, why not? Can I choose to see something else? Now we can take this further and we'll do it in our next installment of the Book of Secrets. Join me tomorrow for Friday meditation.